KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly cloudy and 71 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today. A high around 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Well, several no-response calls from a person who dialed 911 resulted in an investigation and the arrest of a man Thursday afternoon in Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 59-year-old William W. Elliott of Red Oak was arrested for domestic abuse assault shortly after 4 p.m. when authorities determined the location of the 911 calls and found the alleged victim with Elliott northwest of Red Oak on 160th Street. Elliott was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond pending an appearance before a magistrate. A Council Bluffs man charged with shooting his father to death will be arraigned on a charge of first-degree murder later this month. 21-year-old Sean Schindel allegedly shot his father, 55-year-old Robert R. Schindel, several times in his father's home on August the 12th and allegedly stole his van and withdrew money from his father's bank account. Sean Schindel will be arraigned on September 28th at 1:30 p.m. Schindel has not yet turned in a written plea. If he does not plead guilty to murder and theft charges, his trial could start as early as 9:30 a.m. on November 17th. Court documents indicate Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said that he and Deputy County Attorney John Jacobmeyer would lead the prosecution, while Jennifer Solberg will be Schindel's attorney. Schindel, who was found in Sterling, Colorado, along with his father's missing van, was arrested on August 15th. He was brought back to Council Bluffs August 21st and remains held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on just over $1 million bond. In addition to the murder charge, Schindel faces two counts of second-degree theft. Police in Council Bluffs say a Carter Lake man was arrested Wednesday in connection with an incident at an apartment complex. 33-year-old Sonny D. Hazen was charged with first-degree arson, criminal mischief in the second degree, burglary in the second degree, assault on police and medics, eluding and disobedience to peace officers. His arrest followed an investigation that began around 3:30 p.m. Wednesday when a Council Bluffs police responded to the River Park apartment complex at 20 South 41st Street for a male subject that was causing damage to several sprinkler heads and one of the building's fire suppression system. Officers were eventually able to locate and take the subject identified as Hazen into custody on an adjacent golf course. A further investigation revealed that Hazen had entered the apartment of a female resident who was home at the time. Upon encountering Hazen inside the apartment, the woman locked herself in a bedroom and was not harmed. Inside the apartment building, Hazen ripped several sprinkler heads from the ceiling and used a lighter to activate the system. Damage to the apartment property was estimated at $5,000 to $8,000. Hazen, who appeared to be under the influence of a controlled substance, assaulted three police officers and two fire personnel during the course of his arrest and transport to a local hospital for evaluation and treatment. He allegedly bit, scratched, and spat on the police and fire officials, none of whom were seriously injured. Each has since returned their regular duty. The Stewart Police Department reports a search warrant executed Wednesday at a residence in the 600 block of Southwest 7th Street resulted in one arrest and another person facing charges. Cole Aaron Mullineau of Stewart was arrested and charged with trafficking stolen firearms, possession of stolen property, and possession of burglary tools. Charges were also filed against a juvenile male with connections to the case. The warrant was executed as part of an ongoing investigation conducted by the Stewart Police Department regarding several recent car burglaries in the Adair, Guthrie, and Dallas County areas. During the search, Stewart officers recovered various items of stolen property, including weapons. Evidence collected during the investigation will be turned over to surrounding law enforcement agencies, as the majority of the vehicle burglaries occurred outside the city of Stewart. It's anticipated those agencies will have additional charges filed from the result of the investigation. If you've been a victim of recent vehicle burglary or theft from your resident, you're asked to report it to your local law enforcement agency. If you've already reported the burglary or theft, you're asked to allow officers time to look through the evidence and contact you regarding any connections with your case. And if you have any information that may pertain to this investigation or any other crimes in the Stewart area, you can contact the Stewart Police Department at 515-523-1896 or send them a message on Facebook. In our funeral announcements, Jason C. Woodward, age 23, of Houston, Texas, and formerly of Shelby, died August 28th in Houston. Funeral services for Jason Woodward will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby has arrangements. Jason Jake Lee Stinn, age 35, of Harlan, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Jake Stinn will be today at 11:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Donald Edwin Donnie Moore, age 56, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Donnie Moore will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Bernice Garber, age 98, of Phoenix, Arizona, died June 14th at the Phoenix Mountain Care Center. A Celebration of Life Memorial Mass for Bernice Garber will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And John L. Christensen, age 64, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Christensen will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.